Okay, Sunday night, Parshas Miketz, the 20th shir in Perek Dalet of Shara Bitochon, the 8th shir of Chorev Tovshin Samach Tes, Lila Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Bereb Nosson. So we'll learn the Chavis Haldovas, the application of Bitochon and the juggling of Bitochon and Hishtadlus to various circumstances. Two basic life, getting along, managing, meaning sustenance, basic sustenance, being rich, friends, enemies, people who can do harm for you, ostensibly people that you have power over, people that have power over you, how to deal with all different types of relationships, how to deal with being alone in the world, how to deal with having all sorts of people badgering you a whole day. How to deal with all these things. And now he's up to mitzvahs. How to deal with mitzvahs. And, in other words, how to deal means, how do you find, what is the dividing line? What is the balancing act between bitachon and hishtadlus? And he says a very deep, I think, insight, a very analytical, well, maybe not deep, deep is not the right word, a very analytical insight, that when a person does something, so there's three stages. He makes a decision to do it, then he makes a decision, yes, I'm going to go daven now. I'm not going to talk Lashon Hara. Or Chas V'Shalom Fakert, he makes a decision. Then he makes a distinct stage carrying out the decision, which needs a plan, because you can have the best intention in the world, and you can make your bechira, and then it all falls by the wayside because you didn't make a plan. So if you don't set the alarm clock, you're not going to get up, even if you wanted to get up. You know, so you have to want to get up and then say, wait a second, like, why am I going to get up? Like, how's that going to happen? You say, okay, I'll set the alarm clock. That's good. And then you actually get up. So he says the first two things are your choice. And if you say, well, I'll just mosey along and Hashem will guide me in the right way, that's, he says, wrong and foolish, he says. That's your bechira. That's your choice, that Hashem told you to make good choices in life, and you have to make those good choices. You might oversleep anyway, he says. That's up to Hashem. There is where you should focus your tfilos, you should focus your... You should do your utmost to get up. That'll be my marshal. The second stage will be, we'll call that the hishtadlus stage. In other words, there's the incipient bechira stage, where you make your choice. Then we'll call it your hishtadlus stage, where you make a plan, and you do whatever it is you have to do that it should happen. And then there's a third stage that it happens. Right? You can want to visit someone in the hospital, and you go through all the steps, and then you get there, checked out an hour ago. Right? So that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'll be able to carry out your plan. And he says, you get schar, here's the chiddush, he says, you get schar, you get rewarded for the first two levels. You get rewarded if you make the right choices in life. And you, so there's a double-edged chiddush here. First, his chiddush is, and it's interesting that he introduces his thoughts on this level uncharacteristically. He doesn't do this on the other levels. He introduces his thoughts on this topic with a prayer to Hashem that he should be saying the truth. Right? If you remember, he said, I pray to Hashem that I'm not making a mistake here. He says, in the first two, there's no bitachon. It's nonsense, it's wrong, it's foolish. There's no bitachon. You have to make choices, and you have to make plans. That's part of your hishtadlus. You have to do that. That's what you have to do. I wouldn't call it hishtadlus. Because if you remember, when we weren't involved in mitzvah matters, but in life, so the Rebbe Soloveitchik holds that although you have an obligation to do what we call hishtadlus, but you're just going through the motions. It's all a big fake. It's not real. You're just a pup. You're going through, you're play acting. And he gave his reasons why Hashem wants you to play act, why it's important to play act, and why if you don't play act, it's not going to happen. If you sit here and have bitachon that that sufganiyah is going to fly into my mouth, I'm not sure if that's a mitzvah or an aveira. I'm not sure. But it's not going to happen. So that's hishtadlus, we call it. But you're really just going through the motions, he says. In a mitzvah, you're not just going through the motions. That's his chiddush. There's no bitachon in mitzvahs. There's choices, and Hashem gave you the power. And this is a very powerful statement. It really, because it really goes along the lines of what many svarim say, that the person's power to choose is what makes him tzelem Elokim, what makes him such a special, unique creation, and why he's like a demus Elokim, a tzelem Elokim, is the power of bechira. No other creation has the power to create. You can create good, you can create evil. It's amazing what Hashem gave over to a person, that ability. It's mind-boggling. So that's your bechira. And I says, I don't want to hear the word bitachon when it comes to it. You don't lay in bed in the morning and say, okay, man, you know, whatever Hashem sends my way, that's what's going to happen. You got to get up and do. Whether you'll be successful is up to Hashem. So if you're not successful, he says, so you get rewarded. You get a reward because you made the right choice. In other words, it is very important. You shouldn't feel that you wasted your efforts and your energies and it was pointless and a waste of time because you didn't accomplish anything. You got to the hospital, the guy wasn't there. So you wasted your time. Most of us would use those words. Or would be tempted, I'll say, to use those words. So says the Chayyim HaLovus, no, Chas V'Shalom. You get your reward because you did all you can do. Even if you would have visited him, and he would have been in the hospital, but that's up to Hashem. That's not you. That's not your choice. Your choice, it's not relevant if the guy's in the hospital or not. That's up to Hashem. The accomplishment of your choice and your plan, right, those are the two areas that you're mechuyev to do, and Chayyim HaLovus doesn't want to hear the word bitachon out of your lips. You have to choose, and you have to plan. The second stage, by the way, is a very sophisticated stage, as I said, because if you don't plan, it's not going to happen. But the third thing is Hashem. The chiddush is the other way, that if Hashem makes it happen, you get even more schar. You get schar because you were the vehicle through which this good thing occurred. This is tov. You brought tov into the bria, but realize that Hashem used you as the vehicle to bring tov into the bria, to be mevaker b'chole, to lend the person money, to help someone, even to sit in the sukkah, to put up a mezuzah. Anything we do, and you know our whole lives. Which we try to do mitzvahs, you know. Try with children. Really, you know. That's a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah we're charged with, to bring up children. So, you know, and sometimes it's depressing when we don't get results. But, you know, listen to what the Chayyim HaLovus is saying. The results are not in your hands. The results are in Hashem's hands. You have to feel that you made the right choices, that you made the right plans, that you did what you could. The results of Hashem. You can't feel that you're a failure, chalila. If you know, we know what happens with children sometimes. And don't feel like such a big shot if you're a success. Ah, my child. Not like that. Can't feel that way. That's included in what the Chayyim HaLovus says, when I put on tefillin in the morning, or any time we go, when you take challah, you know, so you feel, you know, so you say, okay, I made the right choice. Okay, that's another good example. I want something with a nisayon. You have a chance to do a chesed, and you want, and you know, and you were planning on doing something for yourself at that time, which is sometimes okay to do also. You have to check with the rabbi what the limits of chesed is. No, it's a, you know, one day I'm going to give a shiur on it, b'li neder, because balancing chesed against your own needs, it's a very, very difficult parsha. It's an extremely difficult parsha. It's not a simple matter. And sometimes it's at our own expense, and sometimes it's at the expense of our families. On the other hand, sometimes we end up being selfish. If, you know, it's mamish, such a tightrope. You do too much, you make the people closer to you lose out. And that's also a chesed. And you're allowed to do chesed with yourself sometimes. But if you do too much, and some people like get carried away, then they become selfish people. I have to tell a story what happened tonight. I better close the tape recorder. I don't want to get it.